With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The government shutdown is having effects on preschool and Head Start programs around the country.
Head Start programs serve tens of thousands of the nation's neediest preschoolers and are facing a cutoff of federal funding at the end of the month because of the government shutdown. That would leave many of those programs scrambling to figure out how to keep their doors open. The Early Education Initiative is funded almost entirely by the federal government. That makes it particularly vulnerable to funding disruptions. Programs are run by schools, local governments, and nonprofits. They also usually receive new grants annually and aren't allowed to carry over unspent money. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
And the Senate once again this evening has failed to pass a stopgap spending bill. It appears President Trump is helping to boost Republicans' overall popularity, Bob Agnew reports.
The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 9 months into President Trump's second term, voters now have a slightly less favorable view of the Democratic Party than they do of the Republicans. 48% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of the Republicans. Only 45% say the same thing about Democrats. Rasmussen notes that the Democrat favorability has taken a 2-point hit since July. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump says it's possible that Ukraine can defeat Russia, but he's doubtful that will happen. The latest comments from Trump add a fresh layer of skepticism toward Kiev as he plans to meet again with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss ending the war. Trump on Monday said Ukrainians could still win it, but added, "I don't think they will." On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the Nasdaq rose 310, the S&P advanced 71. This is SRN News. A new study charts the political attitudes of churchgoers. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug maker EMD Serono will reduce the cost of a common fertility medication through a deal struck with the Trump administration. The president's also unveiling a new federal guidance that will encourage employers to offer fertility coverage. The new guidance will allow companies to offer fertility benefits separate from major medical insurance plans like they do with dental and vision plans. This is SRN News. The fallout of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension on Disney's streaming services was huge.
Disney and Hulu cancellations rose after ABC briefly pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live. ABC faced criticism over Jimmy Kimmel's comments surrounding the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kimmel's show was pulled last month, and subscription analytics company Antenna says total cancellations in September were 4.1 million for Hulu and 3 million for Disney+. Disney owns ABC and Hulu. Some TV station owners briefly refused to air Kimmel's show, but the numbers also show signups were higher in September for both Hulu and Disney Plus than the prior 5 months. I'm Ed Donahue.
An estimated 136 newspapers have closed during the past year. News deserts are expanding and traffic to some of the top newspaper websites has been declining. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.